Well, I'm back in the doctor's office. Ding, ding, ding.
Jerry.
Ding, 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 ding.
Jerry.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding. Will you stop it already?
I can't. The doctor gave me a shot and the needle got stuck.
A shot? For what?
The operation. While I was there, I thought I'd have my tonsils taken care of. The doctor charges $100 to remove your tonsils, but I only had 20.
So what happened?
He just loosened them.
Oh. He left you with flapping tonsils? What kind of a doctor is he anyway?
Well, he specializes in ear, nose, and throat.
Oh, I see.
Chin, neck, chest, liver, spleen.
Yes.
Stomach, hip, knee, calf, ankle, foot, and toe.
Well, that's it's rather unusual to specialize in so many things.
Especially since he's a dentist.
Oh. You went to a dentist to have your tonsils removed?
Well, it's this way, Dean. I went into his office to call you on the phone.
Well, what's that got to do with letting a dentist remove your tonsils?
Well, after all, Dean, you can't use the guy's phone without buying something.
Jerry, I think the doctor used an anesthetic on your brain.
Nope, he didn't use any anesthetic at all. For the operation, he said, abracadabra, go to sleep. Abracadabra, go to sleep.
Well, did it work?
Sure did. My abracadabra went to sleep. The rest of me stayed awake.
Oh, is that when you operated on your tonsils?
No, that's when he took a dime out of my ear. It's been there for 3 years. That's when he took a dime out of my ear.
Now he took out 20 cents. Well, look, I lost up the line myself, you know.
It's been there for...
Oh, is that... No, just shut up a second, would you, Jerry? I just want to get my line.
What do you mean by that? What is that shut up?
I thought I
just... What is that embarrassment?
I'm not embarrassing you.
Now, what was your screaming shut up like a dog I am?
Look.
Now, all of a sudden, you became a master.
Now, look.
Come to Frank, shut up.
Like, who the hell is he?
Oh, no. I mean, it's the first time I ever heard it. Otherwise, I wouldn't make a goddamn think about it.
Well, you see,
I don't mind. You know, when a guy says, hold it down, lay off, shut up. Why, you no good grape squeezer, you.
Look, are you kidding around? You made me out of heel. No. Now, just the reason I stopped and I said shut up, which wasn't meant that way.
I know that.
I know you know that. Get out of that water boy. Let that trough go down. Look, I just said. See, instead of me saying, oh, is that when he operated on your tonsils? I said, oh, is that when you operated on your... Am I right? Am I right? You got a lot of gut coming on me. I never bothered you. I never embarrassed you in front of people. And you did all that. They didn't like me at all. I had 2 strikes on me when I first come out here because I'm dressed. No, he said
like
to me,
to
he called
me
on the phone. He said, let's dress tonight. You know, I don't like to dress. I go around in a bathing suit all day.
I know what the hell is wrong. I said, let's dress. And we did. I happen to have come down from the lumber stand.
You do look like a piece of wood. Look. Now, we'll start from page 7, right?
Butt in.
Who asked you to butt in?
We've been working together for 7 years without any help. All of a sudden, the hunchback of Notre Dame...
Oh, is that when he operated on your tonsils?
No, that's when he took a dime out of my ear. It's been there for 10 years.
The dime got stuck in your ear 10 years ago. Why didn't you have it taken off then?
I didn't need the money.
Oh. But today you need it. What for?
To pay for the phone call.
Jerry, you're obviously a mental case. You're suffering from the schizophrenia.
You're suffering with it too. You can't even pronounce it.
What I mean is that you have a split personality.
I do. I kind of thought I felt a draft.
You read that line wrong, sir. I do. I kind of thought I felt a draft.
When the hell did you graduate? I tell you what. I'd like to show me the PhD. D, H, D, S, and A, B, C on your calendar are now. They're still betting you're gonna get the chair. Used to be a wheel dealer with a crap table. With an old nose yet.
Yeah, I used to have it over here. I just want to say,
oh, you didn't read the line right.
Oh.
I got out of school after you. I still am a little refreshed.
I didn't even win. Oh, is that when he operated on your tonsils?
Oh, the hell.
Oh, now then. I do. I can't tell him. No, what I mean by split personality, Jerry, is that there...
Where the hell have you been, buddy?
You laugh at everybody else, but get the hell out of here. You didn't pay any more than any... What is it?
I'm sorry, we woke you.
You know, we didn't ask you to come here. You come in by yourself. Hey, look, it looks like a strike. Break it up, fellas. Break it up. Get out of here.
Open the curtain. It's time for Cooper, Fane, and Ollie. No, that's when he took a dime out of my ear.
No, what I mean by split personality is that there are two Jerry Lewis.
Two Jerry Lewis's? No wonder I'm always broke. I'm supporting another relative.
Jerry, if I were you, I'd go see a psychiatrist.
Well, I did, Dean. As a matter of fact, my father, my mother, three brothers, two sisters, and four uncles were treated at the same time.
Well, how could a dozen people be treated by a psychiatrist at one time?
He had a very wide pouch.
Well, that figures.
While I was lying there, I told him everything I knew.
Did it help you?
No, but it helped him. He's now doing our act in Baltimore.
Jerry! You gave our act away?
Dean Martin, get your hands off my wrist. You're bending my blood.
I'm sorry I hurt your wrist. Is there any way I can make it up to you?
There's only one way.
What's that?
Kiss it.
Kiss your wrist?
Pat it. Go on. Make it nice.
Jerry, will you stop embarrassing me?
Am I embarrassing you, booby?
Yeah, you're always embarrassing me, like last night when you came to dinner. Why, you old hound dog. When you finished the ravioli, you mopped up the sauce.
What's wrong with that? Didn't I use a clean mop?
And when you wanted a slice of bread, you stood on a chair and harpooned it with your knife.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
You have a tongue, haven't you?
Yes, but it's not as sharp as the knife.
And another question I'd like to ask you. Were you the one who was spitting the olive pits into the goldfish bowl?
Dean Martin. I was not spitting the olive pits into the goldfish bowl.
Good.
But I was coming close.
And the way you eat spaghetti. My gosh. Why don't you eat it the way I do?
You mean put it in your mouth and whistle backwards?
Well, that's a lot better than your system.
Dean Martin, I happen to be very neat. The way I eat spaghetti, I always use a fork and a pair of scissors.
I understand about using a fork to put the spaghetti in your mouth, but what do you do with scissors?
Cut off the loose end.
Oh, but the clincher, listen to me, kid. The clincher was the dessert. You ate the strawberry shortcake with your hand.
I meant to speak to you about that strawberry shortcake, Dean. One of those strawberries was blue.
Strawberries aren't blue, Jerry. Huckleberries are blue. Blueberries are blue. Sapphires are blue.
Sapphires are blue? Dean?
Yeah?
I think I swallowed my ring.
Oh.